In Pennsylvania today, a group of volunteers gathered to tackle problems local, not global, and environmental rather than economic. The volunteers hauled tons of trash out of the Michaux State Forest in Franklin County, Pennsylvania. Appliances, tires, and even old Christmas trees don't look so pretty in the woods. The rangers there have a new message for people who dump trash in the Michaux. Smile, you might be under surveillance. From a dirt road in the Michaux Forest, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
At a wide spot along Sand Road in the southern Michaux, Assistant District Forester Gary Zimmerman is setting up a hidden camera.
We'll set up the seismic first.
He pushes aside dry brown leaves and makes a hole in the ground with a screwdriver. He's hiding a very sensitive 4-inch green plug.
We can scrape away the leaves, find a place where it's fairly free of rocks, right there.
Then Zimmerman shoves a small box covered in camouflage under the leaves. Just the tip of a black antenna sticks straight up out of the pile. He pushes more leaves over a cord that runs between the box and the plug.
You notice it's already green anyway, so I mean it's not going to stand out too much. Put leaves over top of it, all the way down, and I'd challenge you to try to find that if you didn't know it was already there.
Next time anyone comes into this turnaround, the seismic plug will pick up vibrations. It will send a wireless signal to trigger a camera and video recorder hidden across the clearing. For nearly 30 years, Zimmerman has been trying to catch people who dump trash in the Michaux. His best tool used to be finding mail in the garbage, but that was challenged in a local court.
The judge said the name that's in that trash does not necessarily say who threw that trash at that location, and so we stopped doing it. And so then after that point, we were only prosecuting people that we could prove had done the littering.
With 85,000 acres of forest, it's tough for Michaux rangers to catch people in the act. The camera solution is new for Pennsylvania, but other states use them, and not just for trash. Missouri sets up cameras to monitor factory emissions in the air and water. A special feature lets neighbors trigger the camera with a phone call. Kentucky has run a program like Pennsylvania's since 1997. Richard Thomas is principal assistant to the state's Natural Resources Secretary.
We catch a lot of wildlife. These are motion-activated cameras, so we've caught bobcat, turkey, deer, a black bear. We catch people scavenging through the dumps, dump pickers we call them. We caught a man shooting a dog in a dump. We've caught sex acts in the dumps. We've caught teenagers having parties in the dumps, things like that.
In Kentucky, rangers turn evidence of crimes other than dumping over to appropriate authorities. Anything else, they say, they just ignore. Forest officials say there's no legal expectation of privacy on public land, but ACLU privacy watchdog Barry Steinhardt is concerned. He says there's no guarantee that innocent people won't be identified, and trading a loss of privacy in the woods is a large price to pay, especially since Steinhardt doesn't believe the technology stops crime.
I'm certainly sympathetic with the forest officials who want to try to stop the trashing of our forests. But you have to ask the hard questions in these cases. Does it actually work? And all the evidence from around the rest of the world is it doesn't actually work. What they're going to find is the trash is just going to be dumped somewhere else.
The U.S. Forest Service uses cameras for drug busts and timber theft, but won't say how many events caught on tape lead to prosecutions. Kentucky prosecuted 82 video dumpers in 5 years, far fewer than those caught during the same period by tracing the trash. In Pennsylvania's Michaux Forest, Greg Smith and his twin brother Jeff are the only two prosecuted with video evidence so far. Jeff says they threw shrubbery trimmings and tree branches into the clearing along Sand Road.
At the time, I really didn't know I was doing anything wrong.
Smith says he's not one of those people who dump real garbage in the woods. He still thinks biodegradable waste should be okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and this is my opinion. I think if I would have taken the stuff and just walked out through the mountain and dropped it, you know, different places, probably wouldn't have said anything. But once you start putting stuff in a pile, somebody else will see that pile and they say, oh, we can dump it here. But as far as leaves and that kind of stuff, to me, that's biodegradable. It's not going to hurt anything.
That assessment is pretty close to the philosophy of the forester who caught him. Nevertheless, Smith says he is going to get a chipper. Emily Harris, NPR News, the Michaux State Forest in Pennsylvania.